Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No. Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today on The Dark Side of, a man pleads guilty to beating a young girl, ducking her in an icy pond to remove a demon. Also, another man reportedly broke into a woman's home, hid in the attic, duplicated a key, and took photos while she slept. Completely normal. And new docs show that Matthew Coleman thought he was Neo from The Matrix before killing his kids. Another bright and sunny episode of The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of our program. New episodes for you every single Monday, Tuesday, and Friday here on The Dark Side of. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode. What's going on?
I will say this, Tony, about this particular show, that sometimes we talk about things that actually make me feel a little bit better about my own life choices.
That's good. You know, that's encouraging.
So that. Mm-hmm. Although it makes you think, look at the whole world a little differently, but at least sometimes I'm like, well, at least I never did that shit.
It's crazy because there's so many horrible choices, horrible things we talk about on this show. But I mean, I guess we all need an escape. It's weird that some of us though escape into things like this, but I guess it's human nature to a certain extent. I always like, I don't know. I mean, it's probably my anxious side. But it was always like cautionary tales. I would never like reveled in anyone's misery or anything like that. It was just more like I'm trying to like get an understanding of the profile of the individual who could do these things. So if I ever come across one of them, I will run like hell.
You hope you would anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you'd hope you would. But that's kind of like how I'm always looking at the story. I'm always like, how is this person thinking? And just try and like connect dots, and usually you can never do it
that far, because I'm like, I can't even relate to these people.
That's
really
the problem.
Like,
yeah.
How are they thinking? I'm like, how are they still moving forward in this world when they're that twisted?
That's the that's the complete crazy part of all of it is how have they gotten from point A to point B to C to D to E, and you know they're already on like Q. It's like, really? With this sort of behavior, like nothing stopped you yet? There's nothing like at all that you roadblock? I don't know. Boulder? God? Lightning? I don't know. Child with a bow and arrow? Something. How do you get here? But for some, they just keep going. I don't know, but packed with the devil. I think so. For some people, that's kind of what I feel. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck they're continuing this without something, some sort of intervention from some dark power somewhere.
I don't know. I look at Vladimir Putin and I think the same shit.
I'm
like, how have you not been stopped? I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, how do we end up with, I mean, obviously through history, there's been leaders like that. And it's like, how did this person get from here to there? What's interesting on that whole thing is the idea of how isolated he's been since the pandemic. And we're hearing a lot of stories out of Russia from people that have been involved with him and his cabinet or whatever you call it over there, and how he stays so isolated from everyone. One of the best examples of it is if you've seen these pictures of him at the tables where it's like 30 feet away. But I'm like, is this like some sort of like power trip or something? And from what I'm understanding, and I could be wrong, but from what I'm understanding, when I've talked to people about this, is it's not that. It's like he wants to be that far away for like germs and shit, like paranoia of anything. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. I mean, how does that work when he's that far down? And he talks very quietly, too.
And so, I don't get...
So like, is there, like, a fucking, like, loudspeaker that everybody hears him talking on in the room? like,
how does one person hold so much power that he can do what he's done and there's no stopping him?
I don't know. I mean, we're recording this on the 3rd. This is going to be airing on the 7th of March. So a lot can happen in 4 days. But is there anything that will stop him? Or is this at some point, will there be some sort of overthrow going on when your whole country's non-functioning? I mean, because that's really where we're going. Or I almost feel like we're in this weird state of limbo of one of two things is going to happen. There'll be some sort of overthrow that goes on within that government when they realize this is not a good path for us and we all don't want to die. Or he's going to get really fucking pissed off and there's going to be some sort of very extreme reaction. I don't even want to fathom what that's going to be. And then hopefully he gets stopped before there's more extreme reactions.
But the thing is, I think if he's not stopped with this, there are other small countries he's going to do the same thing to.
Will he make it that far, though? Will he make it that long? I mean, I get it. But the thing is, everything else are NATO countries. And you do that, you really then truly have World War III going on unless NATO throws up their hands and says, this isn't worth it. I don't know. I mean, there's everything that I'm hearing and seeing. Everybody's like, I'm like, who had possible nuclear war for 2022 on their bingo cards or parachuting attack dogs from Russia on their fucking bingo cards? What the fuck is going on? I feel like we're in a very horrible version of The Sims. And there's a really petulant 8-year-old at the mouse going, attack dogs from Russia, crazy leader, and just pressing all of the destruction buttons at once. I think it's the curse because when I played SimCity as a child, that's all I would do. I would like build up the city perfectly and then just rain hell down on it. So something's going at our simulation doing this. And I say that jokingly. I do not believe we're in a simulation. And it's crazy I even have to specify that because some people think that.
It's just nuts.
Yeah.
It is nuts.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for those people. And a lot of Russian people. It's like, they didn't ask for this.
No, I mean, that's the thing.
They're what's happening? You know, these sanctions are hitting them.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could do an entire episode on just this.
No, you could. And it's horrible. I mean, and the thing is, it's a lot of innocent people that are just the victims of this horrific regime that, you know, has been oppressive forever. And now it's doing crazy shit on their behalf. I mean, I don't want any of them to be harmed or killed. It's, you know, somebody else gets in there and they could ever make that a different type of country. You know, there'll always be a certain Russian way of life and looking at things, but they're peaceful human beings when you get down to the, you know, civilian level of people. Everybody's just trying to live their fucking life. So
it's just
good times here in the crazy world.
Well, and it's where, like, here we thought 2020 was a bad year.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's like everything just gets weirder.
Now it's a fucking trilogy. You can get all three in a DVD
it's
set.
A trilogy.
Yeah, like we got to part three now, and it's like Jesus Christ, like. I thought maybe we're going to go to the Old West. Maybe that's our next thing. Because we already did Back to the Future 2. We had Biff. Now, are we going to go to Wild West? Are we going to go to, like, you know, crazy shit? And now we are in the Back to the Future of those sort of days? So, good times as we find pleasure and peace hearing about horrible true crime. Welcome to the program, everyone. Don't feel bad or guilty, because I don't. Our first story, this is horrible. Man pleads guilty to beating a young girl, dunking her in an icy pond to remove a demon and killing her. What the fuck is up with all of these must remove demon from child shit that we've been seeing in the last year?
A lot of those lately.
Is it? I mean, again, I go back to has this shit always kind of gone on in these backwood areas, and we just now hear about it much more frequently because we have the world of true crime news that just reports on every random thing in a small community that otherwise never really would have gotten out unless you lived there? Or are people really doing more of this shit, believing that there's demons in their children or their wife or their boyfriend or whatever?
I do think it has something to do with drug abuse.
Yeah. Drug abuse... I was going to say drug abuse and isolation, but I think a lot of these people were not very isolated over the last year or two.
No.
So I don't even want to, it's like, you kind of get a little wacky if you've been isolated for some time, but I don't think many of these were. I don't know what to make of this. I mean, is this something, have they all been watching too much Ghost Hunters or... I don't know. I mean, even on the Ghost Show, when we hear things about people removing demons or concepts of that nature, nobody's fucking dead at the end of the story. You know, it's like, that's not how that's supposed to go.
And that's all, like, could it have been a demon?
Yeah.
It's not like, well, the demon told me to do it.
No, it's more like Uncle Bill thinks you got a demon. He wants you to go back behind the woodshed and he's going to exorcise it out of you. So in Benton County, Missouri, a 36-year-old man pled guilty to killing his 4-year-old neighbor as part of an apparent practice to remove a demon by beating her with a belt and dunking her in freezing water.
I can't hear that. That's horrible.
But the fun doesn't stop there. Missouri court records show Ethan Mast entered the plea Tuesday, February 22nd for second-degree murder. His initial charges upon his arrest included first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and first-degree assault. KYTV reports Mast could face life in prison. Should be like guaranteed. It's not like could, it's like will. According to the Benton County Sheriff's Office, in the hours of December 20th, 2020, not a creature was stirring. Just 36-year-old Benton County man. Dispatch received a call about a deceased 4-year-old girl. The girl's father, Jason Mast, reportedly said the girl had been beaten, submerged in a pond, and then left to freeze on the bank before being taken back into the residence. And this is where it gets really fucked up. Because this is not just the one crazy motherfucker. This is a group effort. The girl's mother, Mary Mast, and another 2-year-old boy were beaten to a severe extent. The sheriff's office said they were transported to a local hospital for treatment. Ethan Mast and Courtney Allman were taken into custody. KSHB-TV reports James and Mary Mast were later arrested and charged. According to KSHB, Benton County Sheriff's Eric Knox said the little girl was put in the freezing pond and beaten as a religious type episode in order to remove a demon. KOZ-LTV reports the girl suffered bruising all over her body from what looked like belt marks. She was found in the residence wrapped in a blanket. James Mast and Ethan Mast are reportedly not related. Court records cited by KOZL say the girl had been beaten over the course of 2 weeks. Knox reportedly said law enforcement is based on facts, and the facts are that we have a little girl that died at the hands of Ethan and Courtney, and mom and dad stood by and watched it happen, as well as mom actually participated in some of it, and she's charged according to Missouri state statutes. So they all got together and they all thought, yeah.
You know, demon. I will say this, the religious angle of this, that has been going on a long time.
Yeah.
Because I watched a show a couple weeks ago, and it was some religious culty kind of thing.
Was it the snake show? The snake and people?
What was the one? You and I talked about it. It was the lady with the crazy ass hair by Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
I don't remember.
But like they would, she believed that kids should be beaten.
Yeah.
Like if they act up, you beat it out of them.
Gwen Shamblin.
And there was, yeah. And there was a child that ended up dying. And it was, you know, nobody was shocked by it. And I think that kind of shit's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, because the child acts up. Well, you got to beat it out of her because she's been acting up. And it's just nothing breaks my heart more. Like, she was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you do that to her? You don't... She's a child. You should protect her and love her and nurture her. And, you know, I just can't. Mm-hmm. I just can't with those people. Just lock them up and throw away the key.
Well, it's good news. God did do something about her. Because on May 29th, 2021, Gwen and six church leaders, including her husband, Joe, and son-in-law, Brandon, were killed when their 1982 Cessna crashed.
But, you know, I thought that was almost too nice. Like, I would have liked to have seen him brutalized. And isn't that horrible? It's like, at least when they were going down, I hope she was terrified.
It was like the scene from Final Destination where the flames rain through and you are feeling it as it goes down. I'm knocking on wood because I'm flying in a month or two. So, fuck, I'm not serious.
No, it's just like it, like she doesn't deserve anything good. And especially like she manipulated these people and broke up families. And, you know,
I completely agree. It was the first time you've ever jumped in where I'm always like, fucking kill them. You're like, torture them first.
It's too nice for her.
Tonight, the dark side of Carol.
I don't know. It's like when kids get involved, it just...
Yeah.
It just... I can't. It's children, disabled people, animals, and senior citizens.
Helpless. Anyone who's in a situation where they can't fend for themselves. Maybe helpless is not always the right word. In some cases, that's accurate, but where people can't fend for themselves, you know?
And in those religious type of culty things, those people get brainwashed and believe that's the right thing to do.
Well, you get to this thing where it's like the ultimate thing here says this is what it is, and that overrides, it's the hierarchy. We're like, well, that's going to override what your children's well-being is and yours and all that because it says here that's what it is and that's what we believe. It's like, that's not how this fucking works, kids.
Well, that Gwen woman was all about like being super skinny and how everybody needs to diet for God or something. I was like, what the hell is that all about?
Well, what point do you go like this hair is a good idea too? I mean, that I wouldn't be surprised if they're fucking playing went down because a fucking bottle of Aquanet exploded. You know, that thing, bottle of Aquanet going up, fuck, that'd take down like a 747.
Well, it probably just messed with the airflow. Because it was like, something's wrong with this plane. Aerodynamics are all messed up.
Do you think she hid shit in her hair? Do you think like used it as like a purse or something? Like she'd like just go dig in there and like, oh, you need a toothpick? Here you go.
Well, I don't even understand how you get And anybody who hasn't seen it, just Google her. I don't even understand.
What was
her last name? Gwen Shandlin or something like that.
Shamblin. Yeah, Gwen Shamblin.
I can't even understand, like, how you get your hair that big.
I don't
know.
I there's got to be like some
trick.
Yeah,
she used like the bump it or something,
or
the '80s,
or a giant
dunce cap.
Put
it in your hair and they'd get a little bump.
Maybe there's like a clan cap or something underneath there, you know, because it literally it's huge, ridiculously. Like you would probably if you're gonna go and like walk through a drive through and there's a little thing that says, you know, your vehicle like can't be any higher than this, her fucking thing would hit the thing.
Yeah.
If she was just walking.
Very strange.
Yeah. Oh. She's a dandy. Okay. Man reportedly broke into a woman's home, hid in her attic, duplicated the key, and took photos while she slept.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
This is interesting. This is from Somersworth, New Hampshire. True Crime Daily reporting on it. A 20-year-old Pennsylvania man is accused of breaking into the home of a woman he met on the OnlyFans site, hiding in her attic and taking photos of her while she slept. According to Somersworth police, February 9th at 4:43 a.m., a woman called 911 because she heard someone outside of her home. Responding officers reportedly found someone on the roof and took him into custody for burglary. Upon further investigation, however, officials learned the suspect, Mauricio Damian Guerrero, met the victim through a social media site. Police say Guerrero drove to New Hampshire from his home state of Pennsylvania and was staying at an Airbnb in Portsmouth. Somersworth police took Guerrero into custody on two counts of burglary nighttime and two counts of burglary daytime.
There's a nighttime and a daytime burglary charge?
Yes, in Somersworth there
is. I had no idea.
Yes, there is. WMUR-TV, number one at night for the Pet Report. Guerrero allegedly hid in the victim's attic and took photos of the woman's body while she was sleeping. That's normal. Investigators reportedly located a tracking device that Guerrero said he wanted to put on her car so he would know her whereabouts. Oh, normal too. The Associated Press, which cites court documents, reports Guerrero also allegedly took some of her underwear and duplicated her house key. WMUR said he was released on only $2,500 bail. Yes, because these are the type of people that you want to let out. And is not allowed to have contact with the victim. Yes, because when you tell them you shouldn't do that, that clearly worked the first time.
Exactly.
Must wear an ankle monitor.
Sign this piece of paper. Yeah. That'll stop him.
Now we got the ankle monitor, and he cannot enter New Hampshire. So maybe the ankle monitor will keep him out of New Hampshire unless he finds a way to get that off. And sounds like with this guy, probably the option of taking a hatchet to that ankle and leaving it outside of New Hampshire and cauterizing that thing with a blowtorch, probably not that far of a stretch. If he really wants, because gathering the distance he's gone to get to this person's home to begin with, I'm thinking there's not a lot that they wouldn't do.
Well, and ankle monitors are removed all the time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine this one's more complicated than the average one.
It's not your average ankle monitor. Yeah, so there
this
you go.
Is special. It keeps you out of New Hampshire or whatever state that was.
You know, wouldn't it be fucked up if, like, in music there was, like, songs that, like, glorified this sort of thing where you snuck into women's houses and, you know, watched them and talked about every breath that they took?
Like, there's a couple police songs that if they came out now, I mean, I still think that's a cool sounding song, but when you listen
lyrically,
to the lyrics, it's super creepy.
Yeah.
And it's like the one about the teacher and the don't stand so close to me.
Don't stand so. Yeah.
You know, like if that came out now, it would be like, what the hell? It's about a teacher and a student and we would not be okay with that.
No, I mean, it's almost like there was this point in time where it was seemingly okay for men to be really creepy. And it was like glorified in music and people loved these songs. It wasn't like these songs, if you tested them, they would have tested much higher with women than men.
Because, I mean, that whole, I'll be watching you.
Yes.
Like, everything you do. Yeah. Like, somebody I know years ago got married, and that was, like, their first dance song.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Is that really the song that you want?
I have, in my 20s, I DJed a couple weddings where that was the fucking song. And it's like, did you all listen to the lyrics, or is he, like, your fucking stalker? Like, what do we got going on here?
That's weird.
My ultimate favorite, though, is, what is it? She's only 16. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. What the fuck is that song?
She is only.
I can't remember. I'm gonna be on a fucking list for typing these lyrics in. They say
nothing. Nothing bad should better Benny happen Mardone. Because if they do computer forensics, it'll be like, yep, he's the creep.
I know.
He's the guy we're looking for.
I literally typed into Google, she's just 16 years old, leave her alone, they say. Yeah. No, this is the ultimate in creep song. And the music video, fucking YouTube it. It is the creepiest thing you'll ever see. So this guy who looks like he's probably in his mid to late 30s and really creepy and weird crawls into this like 17-year-old's bedroom, rolls out a carpet that he brings, and then they sit down together. He tries to confront the dad at the door, and the dad points to the street, and then he looks
at
the camera.
Get out of here, old man.
And it's like, they could probably be around the same age. Separated by fools who don't know what love is yet. It's the creepiest fucking song.
Who sang that one?
It is Benny Mardone's.
Maybe that's why he only had the one hit song.
And the thing is, I remember he died a couple years ago. And I Googled him, and he was still like up into his, you know, 60s, 70s, very proudly singing the creepy song in like ways.
That's really strange.
I know. Yeah.
I think the Beach Boys singing the songs they sing is weird.
Sure.
Those songs are weird. Like, you know, get in daddy's car and shit like that. Like, That's weird. You're old men. But they're not necessary. There's some of them are kind of a little bit borderline creepy when you sing it when you're that old.
I get it. Like,
I am full disclosure. I am not a Beach Boys fan at all.
When they were teenagers when the things came out. So, yeah. I mean, I get that. But the song, the premise of this Mardone song is just so
creepy.
Yeah, if you want to, like, give your daughter a lesson in people to watch out for, fucking show them that video. And then go watch a couple seasons of To Catch a Predator. But Benny Mardone's is a great way to kick off your To Catch a Predator marathon with your daughter.
There is a good one on ID is called Undercover Underage. Underage Undercover.
Really?
One of those two. Yeah. And it's about these women who go undercover and try to get these, you know, it's a sting operation.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really seriously creepy people in the world.
The more the merrier, and people that are going to go after these people. I think that's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, it's just I've ever told you the story of the radio guy I used to work with that traveled cross country. I know I've said it before on some show. I think I recently talked about it on Real Ghost Stories Online with Todd, because we both knew the person. We both worked with the person. And I worked with this guy was very well known in the area. In fact,
You did tell me this.
Yep, had the face on the billboard and all that. Did we talk about it on this show or the ghost show, though? I don't remember. But he, again, this is one where I always felt weird because my creepy radar did not go off on him at all. And I'm normally really good at calling out these people and kind of like knowing this beforehand. But he just didn't ever strike me as that. And one day, all of a sudden, he's not at work. It's like, what the hell? What happened? He was arrested. We're in Wisconsin, by the way. He was arrested in South Carolina or somewhere over there for trying to go meet up with, like, I think a 14-year-old or something. And it was a sting. It was a sting operation. The girl never existed. But he was, like, married, had kids, was, like, the morning show guy on the big oldie station in the area. Very well known and very well liked. Again, didn't really have many enemies as far as I knew. He was just kind of a, you know, his office was like right next to mine. And he was like, hey, Tony, this or that. And it was friendly. It was, so it's like,
and he's a child predator.
I know. It totally fucked with my mind. Cause I'm like, God, I just, you think sometimes that you can see these people and nope. They can be right under your nose and you won't even know it sometimes. And that's the scary fucking part. It's just, yeah. But anyway, let's see here. I think we got one more story that we're going to cover in here. New doc show that Matthew Coleman, the guy who went to Mexico and killed his children with a crossbow, thought he was Neo from The Matrix. And he revealed that to his wife in some text messages before everything went down. According to the affidavit of an FBI agent during an interview with the FBI after his arrest last summer, Coleman, 40, told agents that while he was in Mexico before he allegedly murdered his son, Kaleo 2, and daughter Roxy, 10 months, he had laid in bed seeing all the pieces being decoded like the Matrix, and that he was Neo. He said he had visions and signs revealed that his wife, AC, possessed serpent DNA and had passed it on to his children, and that all things were pointing to the idea that his children have been corrupt, had corrupt DNA that would spread if something is not done about it, according to the affidavit. Coleman also discussed time travel, teleportation, and that his two kids were telling him about babies being placed in fireworks, food, and walls. Okay. Yeah, the 10-month-old and the 2-month-old are talking about that. That's normal shit. I remember Harper talking to me about babies being placed in fireworks. According to the affidavit, Coleman also said that his 2-year-old son had told him his wife and family friend were abusing him and his sister, and that he eventually saw the big picture that he had to kill his children to prevent them from becoming an alien species that would release carnage over the earth. The affidavit also revealed a text message that was sent to Coleman's wife in the early hours of August 9th, the date that the former surf instructor allegedly took his children's lives. It says, "Hey, babe." We should probably have some music for this, you know, just quirky text message music between a husband and wife, you know, the normal type thing. Let's see here. Let's really set the mood. Let's see what this is. I don't think any of those are good text music between a husband and wife, do you?
This is such a bizarro story. I don't think there is the perfect music for it.
It has to be the perfect music. Here we go. "Hey, babe. Miss you too. Things have been rough, but starting to get some clarity as well. Still confused in a lot of things, though, and processing them. So many crazy thoughts going through my head right now. Hard to explain," he wrote. "Yeah, funny you're getting some clarity through my grandma's old Bibles. Weren't there two? Anyways, was actually still thinking of burning them in case there's a chip in them or something." The text continued, "Going to keep processing through everything and hope to get some answers. Hope all this craziness ends soon. Love ya." In the months before Coleman was arrested, the father.
So when did he send that?
Like before.
Was that after?
No, right before. Yeah.
It's almost like he sent it just to go, okay, then I can pull up this text message that shows I'm crazy.
I think he is crazy. I mean, and at this point, I don't care.
Anybody who could do that would have to be crazy. But
at this point, I don't care. Like, even if you are crazy, if you fucking did this, I'm sorry, you're done. Game over. No rehabilitation. No pity. Whatever the fuck happened, and you are now game over on this planet, too.
Well, I mean, it's just sick.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like, the Matrix makes no sense. So the fact that he thinks he's making sense of it, that makes no sense.
Fight Club would have sounded more sensible than The Matrix.
I went to that last Matrix movie. I'm like, what was that about?
Did you get that hour or 2 hours back yet?
I asked my friends, what was that about exactly? And they're like, we have no idea. It was interesting to look at, but I have no idea. So I don't even get why you'd want to be that character. Like, I don't know.
I've honestly never watched any of the movies, and I've never really understood why you'd want to watch any of the movies, but that's just me. You know, I don't know. I've never been drawn to it.
Don't watch the latest.
No, don't worry. I don't plan on it, but, yeah. Wow. So that's, I don't know. I mean, how long do we analyze his thoughts and his feelings and this and that? And when can we just say, okay, that we don't care. Bye-bye.
Well, and for someone like him, you know, he killed kids and that prison's a good place for him.
Yes. And hopefully the ecosystem will do its job and we won't have him around.
And, you know, and I definitely, I don't think any parent in their right mind would do that.
No.
But, you know, it's I don't even really care what your reason is behind it. Like, yeah, you were crazy. You still killed a kid.
Yeah.
You're off your meds, exactly. But you killed a kid.
Exactly.
Or a person or whoever.
I'm just kind of over the excuses.
There's no excuse for it and no reasoning.
No. I mean, at the end of the day,
you can't make that make sense to me.
No, you can't. I mean, at the end of the day, anyone who commits something like that, is there something going on with them that's wrong? Yeah, there is.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't make it okay. It doesn't give you a pass. It's like, well, they got this going on. Let's have pity. Fuck that. No. Like, I don't care. You did this and now you're a human being and you can pay the consequences for what you did to another human being.
And I think that with mental illness, you know, and I know people in... they're very, you know, I have some issues going on in my family right now with some things. And, you know, they totally believe, this person totally believes one thing's happening that's not happening. Well, not just one, multiple things are happening that truly aren't happening. And there's no explaining that.
Yeah.
Now, that said, if something tragic was to happen and I fully don't expect there will be. Mm-hmm. You still did it.
That's the thing. I don't
want to sound cold, like I don't understand mental illness.
No.
But when a child is involved,
yep.
You know, or anyone.
No, I mean, I understand mental illness. I've studied it and I've had it very close to home. In many different ways over my life, where I've had to deal with it with others, and it's you got to understand it, but there's points too where it's like, nope, you did this, and now there's consequences, and that's it. I mean, otherwise, you know, it, depending on what's going on, I mean, that can also then make others. You know, very unhealthy as well if you're constantly subjected to one's things that they can't seem to get under control. Scary shit. But I'm very sympathetic to that, so I feel like I too can speak from a place of lived through it.
But something that horrific that you do that to innocent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking scary when someone is threatening your children. It's not fun. Not a fun time. Yeah. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air and check out our Patreon page, patreon.com, and then search Dark Side Ever. Go to darksidepod.com. Press subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss any episodes of the show. Until next time. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.
Hey,
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.